xrock.com and ComedyCast episode number 2. How you guys doing? I'm Woodsy. And this is my chance at giving you a little bit of inside perspective into the things that make me who I am. Well, actually, they're the things that drive me, well, crazy. Yes, I know, there's a lot of songs about riding the crazy train. For me, the thing that gets to me the most is probably my children. Now, first and foremost, let me premise this by saying I love my kids. I'd do anything in the world for them. Most days, I just don't really care to be in the same room, same house, same state, or even same country as them most of the time. But then again, when you're dealing with kids that are no longer kids, they're young adults or adults, and they outweigh you by 50 pounds, they're 4 inches taller than you, and, well, they're not scared of you at all anymore. And part of that is my wife's fault. It's amazing. A couple of years ago, all of a sudden, my kids did something. They thought it was funny, so they made a joke about it. My wife laughed, and now I've lost all control. Why? Because mom laughed. I'm off the hook. It's an amazing concept. It takes away all the fear of being the dad. My kids, they're great kids. I can't complain, but I tell you what, they do find new and exciting ways to drive me insane. And mostly, it's with money. Oh my God, money. I have one who decided, you know what? I want to play football. I tried to tell him, football's expensive. It's also very time consuming, and well, you're going to whine and complain a lot because you kind of whine and complain a lot. But you can't tell kids that. No, because then they go on Facebook, my dad told me I whine. What happens? You get a lot of hate mail and people think that you're abusing your children, which is not the case. I mean, come on, I just took their cell phone away. Oh, I'm sorry. Can't take cell phones away anymore because that's abuse too. What the hell is wrong? Seriously, it's like we lost all control over common sense and everything. I'm sorry, I pay for your cell phone bill. I just forgot to pay the bill this month. See how well it works without the Wi-Fi password. Yes, I change my Wi-Fi password frequently. But back to what I was saying. Kid comes home, tells me, Dad, it's okay. I looked into it. The fees, $15. Yeah. So far, I'm up past, well, I think we're near $300. And I don't think we're done yet because the season just started and there's traveling and there's, you know, cool t-shirts. And, well, Dad had to buy a really cool hat. But you know what? Go Mavs. So, kids drive me insane in many different ways. But mostly when it comes to not doing their chores. It's amazing if my neighbor looks at my kid and tells him, you know what? I got 20 bucks if you come over and mow my yard. But a nice hot meal, all your football bills paid for, and oh, you need gas money too? Hey, can you go mow the yard? But Dad, I'm tired. What the hell happened to having a work ethic? When I was a kid, I would have been happy to help out mom and dad. You know why? Because at least then they weren't yelling at me. Or they weren't telling me to do other things like clean my room. If I could mow the yard and get the hell out of there, I was golden for an entire day. I could go hang out with my friends. I could do whatever. Not my kids. But they will help the neighbors. That's great. They are very helpful for other people. Now I just wish their room didn't smell like the Serengeti. Yes, it's horrible. I live with boys. And I don't remember being this dirty, nasty, stinky when I was a kid. But I feel like I need a hazmat team to even approach their room. It's horrible. Teenage boys are the worst. And those of you that have girls, be thankful. Yes, there are some downfalls, like lots of clothes and weird friends and, well, the girl drama. Thank God I only have nieces. I can pack them full of sugar, tell them I love them, I'm the favorite uncle, buy them something cute, and send them on their way. I don't have to worry about so-and-so hates me. No, now I just have to deal with boys who have emotions. They swing from left to right like a pendulum on a clock. One second they're here, next second they're there, and, teenage girls that date my sons. Please don't date my kids. Yes, I know, I'm blocking my kids, but you know what? Trust me, it's for the betterment of mankind. You don't want to date my son. Seriously, he doesn't wash. He doesn't do his own laundry. He's supposed to. You can't even trust him to do dishes. Why would you want to date my son? Because he ain't a bad boy. He has no redeeming qualities as far as a relationship goes. And, well, he's probably going to leave town and find another girl anyway. Luckily, nobody in my family listens to this, let alone my kids, because God forbid they take interest in what actually puts food on their table. But that, I digress just a little bit. Kids are awesome. Kids are great. And you know what? They are the one thing that provides me joy in my life, even if that joy is in small little bursts filled with mass insanity all around it. Kids are great. Do me a favor, though. Don't take your kids for granted. Tell them you love them. Tell them you miss them. And actually try and spend some time with them. At least have dinner once a week. I mean, come on. Take a vested interest in what your kids are doing. Otherwise, you're going to blink and they're going to be gone. I know you can't see me right now, but my eyes are blinking very rapidly. It's only a few more years. It's me and the wife traveling the world. Oh, I'm in radio. We're not traveling anywhere. Hey, how about a nice staycation? Thanks, kids, for making sure mom and dad have a little bit of money left after you're out of high school so that we can enjoy our life, too. Yep. See, they really care. Not even a word. Thank you guys for listening. Make sure you check out xrock.com and all the other podcasts out there because the guys put a lot of hard work into them. Also, if you have something that you think is funny and maybe you want to hear my interesting take on it, send me an email, dan.woods@xrock.com. And remember, because everything else in my life is chaotic, I don't spell my name normally either. It's Woods with a Z. Don't spell it with an S because one, I won't get it. And two, if for some reason it manages to sneak in, I'm probably not going to answer it anyway because you didn't take the time to learn how to spell my name. I know, I'm kind of an ass. Thanks for listening, and look for more Comedy Cast coming soon to xrock.com.